USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Jackson, Mississippi isn't the only city with a water crisis. Dangerous levels of arsenic have been found in the tap water at a public housing complex in the East Village area of Manhattan in New York City. Thousands of the low-income residents there have been told not to drink or cook with the water from their taps at the Jacob Reese housing complex. The city's public advocate, Jumami Williams, answered questions at the scene Sunday morning.
I would say if I was a parent of a young baby, I probably would not bathe my child in it. But it is safe for adults to bathe.
With many Americans still concerned about the possibility of monkeypox, the former acting director of the CDC, Dr. Richard Besser, says that although most of the cases continuing to be found in cases of men who have sex with other men, cases could soon be increasingly found outside these communities.
We are going to start to see more monkeypox spreading in communities in ways that do not involve sexual contact.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Concerns from the Republican Party remain on the FBI raid of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate last month, as a federal judge unsealed a more detailed inventory of what the FBI seized in the search Friday, with GOP lawmakers questioning if these classified documents were classified at all or illegally in the president's possession. Texas Republican Representative Michael McCaul says the increased scrutiny and attacks against the FBI and Department of Justice have been hurtful to see.
There's a certain distrust but verify attitude with when it comes to the Department of Justice and the FBI, and it frankly saddens me because I hate to see people's faith in our institutions being weakened.
Fresh off of her visit to Jackson, Mississippi on Friday, FEMA Administrator Dan Criswell said that it's still too soon to definitively know when most residents will have clean drinking water.
The longer term and the midterm about how long it's going to take to actually make it safe to drink, I think that we have a lot more to learn about what it's going to take to get that plant up and running.
This is USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
A man has been charged in connection with the disappearance of a Memphis teacher investigators believe was abducted while she was out for a jog Friday morning. Cleotha Abston, 38, was charged with especially aggravated kidnapping and tampering with evidence, according to a tweet from the Memphis Police Department posted early Sunday. Eliza Fletcher has not been located at this time. MPD investigators and officers, along with local and federal partners, continue searching for Ms. Fletcher, the post said. Fletcher, 34, was jogging around 4:30 a.m. Friday when an unidentified person approached her, police have said. She was forced into a mid-sized dark SUV and taken from the scene. Vehicle emission standards are a bit confusing.
17 states have their vehicle emission standards tied to rules set by California. However, those states face a decision of whether to follow a new law that would ban all gas-powered vehicles by 2035. Massachusetts, New York, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington State are expected to adopt the new California law in their states. Colorado and Pennsylvania are among states that likely will not. Meanwhile, in Virginia, Governor Glenn Youngkin is looking for a way to carve Virginia out of the pact entirely. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Barack Obama is halfway to an EGOT. The former president won an Emmy Award on Saturday to go with his two Grammys. Obama won the Best Narrator Emmy for his work on the Netflix documentary series, Our Great National Parks. I'm Tony Marusso. This is USA Radio News.